as the curtain comes down on an extremely successful Paralympic Games here in Paris. David Clark is with us. He's the chief executive of the British Paralympic Association. And David, hugely successful. I suppose you can't overstate it. It's been quite a game.
Oh, it's been amazing. It's been amazing on a whole number of levels. First of all, the public engagement back home and the support we've had has been incredible. But also through our embassy out here and our government and everyone who's been supporting through the sporting system and the general public. So that's the first thing. The second thing, obviously, is the performance of our athletes and the team behind the team. And, you know, on the field of play, we've had some incredible performances. We've now equaled the medal total for Tokyo. But we've also converted many of those silvers into golds and many of those bronzes into silvers. So finishing on 49 golds is quite an incredible performance. And then finally France and Paris and the organising committee and the International Paralympic Committee who've made this happen. You know, we wanted London Plus, we got London Plus. Paris and France have embraced the Games and it's been a joy to be part of it.
A lot of debutants taking part this time as well, a lot of them picking up medals. So, you know, as far as spotting talent goes, that's really working out well.
Well, the last medal I got to see was Jack Ayres getting his just an incredible performance to get a silver in the final canoeing race I saw, and that was the 124th medal. Yeah, amazing. You know, 81 debutants, it's always a risk. You know, you don't know how that's going to work out, but it's worked out brilliantly. And, you know, wherever we've been, we've medalled across 18 of our 19 sports, and our wheelchair rugby team were incredibly unfortunate, winning all of their group games really quite straightforwardly. So, you know, we're super proud of everyone in the team, but those debutant medalists, there's nothing more special than that.
At these games as well, we're talking with Jonathan Penny from Channel 4. There's been audio described commentary, you've had the subtitles, captioning as well. It's been a mammoth undertaking for them to bring the games live, and something like 17 million viewers at the record for them.
Channel 4's commitment to Paralympic sport and broadcasting the games is unsurpassed, and they've smashed it out of the park again. It was good to bump into Adam Hills from the last leg at the house yesterday, just chilling at Paralympics GB House. I think he'd come to find out what success looks like being Australian. But it was, it's just been brilliant. But I was also at the basketball final on Saturday night, and I was handed a device which, you know, had a basketball court on the device, and I was tracking the ball through this incredible magnetic little counter that was being driven by someone with a pen on a separate laptop. And it was a remarkable experience, and I think that's been available at goalball, it was available at wheelchair rugby, and it was available at football. So, you know, the technology is also supporting it for the fan as well, and I can see a time soon, hopefully, where when me and you come to talk about the football matches on a Monday morning, that we can actually have followed the game on our little tablet.
The touch-to-see tablet, which is an incredible piece of kit.
Unbelievable. Yeah.
The game's coming to an end, but the work doesn't stop. You know, you've got much more to do. You've got LA coming up as well. The PIP programme ongoing as well, looking for that new talent. It doesn't stop.
No, we are straight into the more operational side and delivery side of Milan Cortina for 2026. We've got people going out to LA in the next month to secure some of our prep camps and try and finalise the details around those. Of course, we can't do this without the money we get from philanthropy and our commercial partnerships. So again, we'll be into the process of renewing and seeking new partnerships that enable us to fund ourselves through to LA. And of course, you know, LA itself is only 4 years away, but there's an awful lot to do to ensure that we give our team the best possible chance out on the West Coast. And so we really look forward to doing that. And believe it or not, finally, we're also starting to think about Brisbane. So it's these things seem a very long way away, but the nature of the complexity and the nature of help working with our national governing bodies to produce the talent required to win medals at these games, it starts a long way out.
On a personal level for you, you haven't really been in the post very long. You've had to kind of hit the ground running. This must just be the icing on the cake.
Yeah, well, when I joined the organisation, I said there were kind of three buckets of things I needed to get right. Firstly, I needed to make sure that I didn't drop any balls and carried on the continuity of the team on our strategy of championing change, you know, in terms of producing that best prepared team, but also having increased social impact off the field of play. And then the second bucket of stuff was coming into Paris and having an amazing Games. And I think on the field, it's been tremendous, but also off the field to gain government commitment to help us with equal play and getting disabled kids playing sport has been a real success, and we are really appreciative of the Prime Minister, the Secretary of State for DCMS, the Sports Minister, the Disability Minister, all coming out to support our work out here and giving unequivocal commitments to supporting equal play. And then I guess the third element now, which I then sort of move into, is how we build on all of this structurally into LA and Brisbane, because, you know, we've tended to operate on a four-year cycle, which is fine, but then you kind of, you know, empty the hopper and have to fill it all up again, you know, from a financial perspective, from a resources perspective. And what I would like to be able to do is to provide much more consistent leadership, consistent operational structure and consistent funding to enable us to be at our best in every part of the cycle, not just at the end. So we're now onto the third bucket, but I could not be more proud of my team. It's my privilege to lead this organisation. It's my privilege to have a chair and president such as Nick Webborn, who's absolutely steeped in the Paralympic movement. But I'm super, super proud of the team behind the team. You know, we don't get to see them very often. We don't get to hear from them very often. But they make everything happen, from getting the team backwards and forwards to the game safely on the train or plane, to all of the support they get day in, day out. And I could not be more proud of the whole of Paralympics GB.
Again, very successful games, David, and thanks for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
No, well, thank you to you as well. It's been wonderful to have RNIB Connect Radio with us. You know, you've been an absolute pleasure to have around the house and around the team. And yeah, we'd love to have you back in Milan and LA.